Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Glad you could be with us here this morning. It's the first Thursday of the month, and traditionally that means we're talking with our regular guests here from the National Bio and Agri Defense Facility. We'll also get an update from General Perry Wiggins of the Governor's Military Council a little bit later on. Let's go ahead and introduce our guests, though, from NBAF today. We have Dr. Ken Burton, NBAF Deputy Director, joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us in.
Absolutely. And Katie Pulaski, she's the NBAF Communications Director. She joins us this morning.
Good morning, Brandon. It's always nice to be here.
Absolutely. And our special guest today is Dr. Frieda Isaac, Executive Director of APHIS Diagnostics and Biologics. Welcome.
Good morning, Brandon, and thanks so much for inviting me on the show.
Absolutely. Glad to have you here. And it is a cold one here, as you heard maybe Dave in the forecast say, wind chill of -9. I'm not sure, Dr. Isaac, are you in Manhattan or are you elsewhere right now?
No, actually, I am physically located in Maryland in the Washington, D.C. area.
Do you guys ever get -9 wind chills in Maryland?
No, not for not as long as I can remember. So we do get cold temperatures, but not that cold.
Okay, well, yeah, it's a Kansas thing. You know, we can be 70 one day and then back to single digits the next day. So we've gotten used to it out here. It's always good to see what the weather's like elsewhere, though, in the country. Well, let's start off just kind of give us a little introduction to yourself. Tell us what are your responsibilities as it relates to NBAF, and how long have you been working on the project?
Sure, thank you. So I've been a part of the NBAF project for quite some time, initially meeting with the Department of Homeland Security when I was in a previous position as director of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services Federal Select Agent Program. And at that time, I worked with DHS even before there was ground had been broken on the project. Just talking to them about what the process would be to register the facility within the Federal Select Agent Program, and now in my current position, which is with the Veterinary Services APHIS Diagnostics and Biologics, I'm more on the laboratory side of things now, not on the regulatory side. I've been helping prepare with a stand-up of NBAF from the APHIS side primarily. But, you know, that includes things like initially, you know, I was involved in the hiring of several of our NBAF leaders, as well as developing kind of the structure of the staffing there at NBAF and standing up the initial programs. And also I'm helping with and overseeing the preparation activities at Plum Island for them to move to NBAF. And I provide, you know, based on my previous experience, I provide NBAF employees with guidance on, you know, getting prepared for the select agent registration process. And in my regular other duties is, overseeing multiple laboratories within veterinary services, which we have a laboratory in Ames, Iowa, which is the National Veterinary Services Laboratory, and the Plum Island Foreign Animal Disease Lab is one of those laboratories that's under the National Veterinary Services Lab. We also have the Center for Veterinary Biologics, which regulates animal vaccines, and that's also in Ames, Iowa. And then, you know, just the regular administrative tasks of hiring, budget, and operations policies, just to make sure that our APHIS scientists have the resources that they need to do their critical diagnostic work.
All right, so quite a bit there, and I'm curious, what is the Federal Select Agent Program?
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm happy to explain that. That is actually the program within the United States that regulates the laboratories that work with select agents, and so that is based on legislation which was put in place in 2002. And it provides and it increases the security and oversight of facilities that work with select agents and toxins. And these are things which are viruses, bacteria, any kind of microorganism or toxin that will pose a severe threat to public and animal health. And it's a regulatory organization. It's a unique program, the Federal Select Agent Program is. It's managed by both CDC and the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. The Center for Disease Control, what they do is they primarily regulate diseases in people, and APHIS regulates the diseases that occur in animals and plants, the select agents which cause diseases in animals and plants. And yeah, and so then this requires the USDA Secretary of Agriculture to do quite a few things in the facility. So there's within NBAS, there's real, you know, for them to be in compliance, there's quite a few strict requirements. And one of them is to maintain the complete list of all the select agents they work with down to the vial. So they have to account for every vial of material. They also have to have a tracking of all the personnel who work with select agents and who have access to select agents, as well as doing a background check on those individuals. And then these individuals have to be appropriately trained to work with select agents. They need to understand the agents that they're working with, and they have to maintain that training. So, and the program has also requirements for extensive safety and security measures for the handling and the storage of select agents. And there's also enforcement. Is if there are violations of these requirements, then there is enforcement that could take place. And so the Federal Select Agent Program, they really have a tough job, but they balance the importance of doing this important research and diagnostic work that we do with the risk of any type of release or misuse of the select agents and toxins. And so it's a critical program that that really takes, you know, that is involved with national security, and it's something that, you know, at NBAF we're working diligently to make sure that we meet those requirements.
Looking at the website now, selectagents.gov, just to kind of get a little information on that. I'm curious, is there a ballpark estimate of how many agents that is maintained in that database? Do you have an idea on that?
You mean just in the national database?
Yeah.
I really don't. You know, there's, and I, you know, I don't have the specifics on the number of facilities throughout the United States, but it's definitely, you know, well in the tens of thousands of materials that are in these laboratories.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's a good enough estimate there. Well, Dr. Isaac, will moving the USDA's diagnostic services from Plum Island to NBAF change anything about how that work is done or help those scientists in any way?
Well, certainly Plum Island has a long history of being successful in conducting research and diagnostic work in order to help enhance our disease surveillance and prevention activities and managing outbreak responses. And so they, you know, have an extraordinary history of a high level of service to our country. And so we want to continue that at NBAF, and I think expanding the NBAF allows us to expand to be able to work with more select agents, and especially those that are zoonotic agents, where both humans and animals are impacted by a certain disease. And we can do that now because we'll be able to work with these domestic animals in the biosafety level 4 space. So that's a lot of excitement for our scientists. It expands the scope of our work and our ability to help detect disease early on and be able to prevent spread of this disease. Also, not having the boat schedules and the travel restrictions because of the rough water for crossing the Long Island Sound will make a huge difference. I mean, Plum Island scientists, especially our diagnostic laboratories, they do a lot of emergency diagnostic work in the evenings and on weekends. And then during winters like this, they have a very difficult time getting onto the island. And, you know, so that makes it'll just be a little bit much easier than to be able to continue that critical work.
That's a good point. We don't think about that too much out here in Kansas. We hear the name Plum Island a lot. We forget that it's a literal island out there in New York.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. And it's not easy to, sometimes not easy to get to it.
Yeah. Well, what are you most excited about as the facility nears completion at NBAF?
Well, it really is just a beautiful facility. It's really well constructed. I mean, and I know that you've had Tim Barr on here multiple times, but they have done just an amazing job, and it's a beautiful laboratory space. So I'm really excited about our scientists being able to come into the facility, start touring it, and then they're looking at, we've already had some equipment delivered so they can look at how to set up their lab space. And really envision how their program is going to work in this space. I mean, that's really exciting to me. I know they're all excited and gearing up for it. You know, COVID has thrown us quite a few wrinkles, but everyone's being patient, and they're really looking forward to coming and seeing it. And that's, you know, that makes me very happy, makes me very excited that, you know, we're starting to bring more of the scientists over, and really looking forward to getting those visits and seeing them get settled into their spaces in the laboratory.
We're speaking with Dr. Frieda Isaac, Executive Director of APHIS Diagnostics and Biologics. It's an NBAF feature here on In Focus this morning. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back. We'll hear more from her, as well as Ken Burton and Katie Pulaski, when we return on News Radio KMAN.